We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
You guys may have seen this on the news. It's a terrible letter, man. This makes you feel awful for somebody, and we can fix this. We can make it better. Not entirely, but a lot of it. Here it is. I'm writing this letter, hoping you can help me. My mom, Jackie, is 68 years old and lives on a fixed income. She sadly had a house fire on Saturday and lost absolutely everything. Total loss. She left her house on Saturday to run some errands when a neighbor called her about the emergency. The fire chief, of course, it burned and everything. The fire chief ruled it accidental, says it started with the gas stove. It was either a leak or a faulty knob on the stove. Thank God she's okay. She's okay, and they were able to save her cat. But other than a few items, she lost everything she called home for the last 11 years. She was already struggling since she had paid $900 for repairs on her van. She is talking to her insurance to see where we go from here, but we're unsure how long that will take, and she is going to stay with myself and my family until we can get her back on her feet. So I guess I'm just asking to help with some essentials and things of need. Clothes, shoes, jacket. She lost everything. Thanks for taking the time to read my letter, and we appreciate anything you can do. So Jake was speaking with this lady, Juanita, the daughter, and he was struck by her. The family doesn't have a lot of money, and they don't have a lot of money to replace these things for their mom. But imagine everything is gone, Nick.
Everything.
All your photographs, all your clothes, all your material objects, whatever it is you love, whatever things you've collected that remind you of times past, the totality of your existence on this planet is just erased. She lost her husband, I guess, in 2007, and has been living on her own on a fixed income with disability. So you're by yourself, and you leave. You have your cat.
Thank God the kid will save the cat.
And that's one of those things, like, I've talked about it a million times to you guys. Like, I'd be so bummed about a fire. Obviously, human life is the most important thing. But just to lose all of your memories. Everything. All your memories. I have boxes of them that mean nothing to nobody. Except me.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be awful, man, to lose everything. All the family things. Even her Christmas tree burned. Let me see. We'll take care of this. But listen, she doesn't have a coat.
Shoes.
Her medications. Her shoes.
Things in your house you use every day.
Right. Eventually, insurance, I'm sure, will help with some, but. Hey, Juanita.
Hello.
Well, this is Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm really sorry about your mom and the house. I'm glad your mom's okay and the cat is okay as well.
Yes.
So they are. That's just. I'm so sorry. Is your mom doing okay?
Yeah, she's quite emotional and still kind of reeling from everything.
Well, sure. You live by yourself. She lost her husband in, 2007? Your dad, and then she's been on her own. And so as we get older, right, we get a little less secure with ourselves, a little less confident. And then something like this happens and takes away all of your world.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm her only child for her to be able to rely on. So I'm trying to do as much as I can right now to help her out.
Sure. Sure, of course. But, you know, you've got kids and a life, and this, it, you know, we don't all just have money sitting around to help with that. We're talking about total loss. All clothes are all gone. The pictures are gone. I mean, so what, anything left at all?
We salvaged a couple of pictures that were kind of melted and stuff, and a few, like, trinkets that she wanted to keep, but everything's lost to fire, smoke, and water damage. Everything. There is a total loss, and we're just waiting to talk to the insurance adjusters to see what they might cover, what all is covered, and then go from there on how to start.
And so how was, what happened? She went out to run some errands and it caught fire?
Yeah, my kids were spending some time with her, and they had all left to run some errands, and her neighbor called after calling 911 when they saw the fire, and by the time we all made it back there, because I live in Independence and she wasn't, you know, home, and so by the time we all made it there, the fire department was there, and it was just, everything was gone, like, the windows were blown out, her whole life, like, everything. It was just, it was crazy, and the firefighter said that he only found her cat because the cat moved. He thought she was a stuffed animal in the corner of the bedroom.
Wow. Wow. But she did make it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
yeah, her cat here.
So that's something. I mean, that's, and how's your mom doing? Like, when it all happened, how'd your mom handle it?
She's doing okay. I mean, I think she's trying to hold herself together pretty well, but in private, she's breaking down pretty hard.
Well, thank God for you. I mean, imagine you're pushed, you can see 70, right, from where you're standing, and you don't, you're not married anymore. You live on your own. You know, your memories are all you have, right? Like, that's, and we, at least I do, I need those things I can look at to remind me of great times, of times past, of moments, of friends, of family, of everything. And,
this is all gone.
Oof.
I'm sorry.
I know. I don't know. Don't be sorry. I'm sorry. And I know you just said, I think you started to write this letter, and it feels like you didn't really even know what you were going to ask for.
I don't even know what to ask for. I don't want to ask for a whole lot because I know there's people out there struggling more than we are this time of year. But I just want to do something for her to help her place some clothes and some shoes and, like, give her a new coat, because I had to give her my coat so that she could even go through her house to, like, sift through everything. And so she literally, like, nothing. The fire department was like, you can't take anything. Like, it needs to be minimal. They didn't even want her taking, like, clothes for the night because everything's so damaged.
Right. Well, look, we're gonna work on this. So she doesn't, she's going to need clothes and shoes, and I'm going to need a little help with this because
toiletries. I mean,
never even considered. What about her medications? What about, does she have any, does she have a walker or a cane or anything, like anything she has to have? I mean, anything that.
She has some medications that we're trying to get to see what we can do to get them filled. And she lost her CPAP machine and all of that in the fire, but.
And I know that insurance should cover it. But who knows until...
We're looking at a deductible for it, but that's about it.
Yeah, no, at least, and that's going to be a minimum of $1,000.
Yeah, I think that's what she said. It was close to $1,000 for her deductible for it. Yeah, so we've talked to them, and they're trying to get everything, but we're waiting for the doctors to put the orders back in, because we have to have everything redone and through the doctors.
Thank God you're there to talk.
Everything.
Thank God you're there to talk to the insurance company, because, you know, I don't think all insurance people are poor and questionable, but there are some, and I think they find older people who don't want to ask, and they don't find it polite because of their generation, even though they paid for their own insurance, and they just lowball them to death. So I'm glad you're there to talk to them. Just hold them to everything that should be taken care of. But
I'm trying.
So it's how are your kids doing with it?
They're okay. They're a little broken up because that's been their home away from home, their second safe haven for most of their lives. So, I mean, they're more concerned that their granny is okay and that the cat's okay, and we're all just going to, we'll get through it. We will. We'll get through it.
Yes, we will. And we're going to help. Hold on. All right, so let's talk about this. Shoes. I mean, just start making a list. Like, I just,
coat.
And then we'll figure out prices. You're going to need clothes, shoes.
I said just the basic shampoo, brush, everything you use every day.
Yeah.
For that matter, bedding, like a blanket, a bath towel.
Coats.
Housewares that.
Obviously, she can use, and she'll get some insurance at some point. But
of course.
But just things that make it feel normal. At this point, all we can do is try to help replace some things. Like, they're going to devalue all of her clothing.
Of course.
Like, it'll be nothing to them. In fact, they're going to do it to her furniture, and it's going to come in whatever your insurance policy is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be thing by thing because it's total destruction. So whatever it is, yeah.
The cat.
So we start with 1,000. I think because what would it take? What do you think, Nick? 500, 1,000 Christmas tree.
I'm not even factoring in the tree yet because I'm already. Well, like, if I said everything that we've listed was even $100 minimum just to replace specific things to even be on the low end, I'd say 15 to 2. She's got a lot to replace.
All right, let's start. Let's see where we get to here. Because she's going to need shoes. She's going to be there with her daughter. Thank God she's got a daughter in the area.
Yeah.
Everything's gone. The whole house has been burnt. It'll take quite a while to get everything together. She'll be able to stay with her, but she's going to need things to wear. And most of all, like, some sense of normalcy. That's what I keep coming back to in my head. It's like, how do we try to cheer her up? How do we make her at least... She's probably somebody who's not gone out and bought a lot of things for herself. Yeah. Her clothes are probably clothes she's had for quite a while.
Sure.
Her coat is probably... was her coat is probably fairly... old. I know my parents don't buy new clothes, new shoes, new things. It's not
something they do.
No. All right. Let's go. Hey, Amber, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Johnny. How's it going?
Okay. What can I do for you?
So we actually called in yesterday to help a family, and it was not enough. Our family has been well off this year. We've done really well, and we want to help people locally. You know, we know that a lot of people are struggling this year, and I loved her story this morning because it really hits home. You know, I had a fire when I was a kid right on Christmas Eve, and it's really hard, you know, right before Christmas. And, you know, our dad has a CPAP, and I've worked with insurance companies for a long time, and I know that stuff is expensive. So, you know, we were going to give $300, but after hearing that, we want to give $700 to her.
You are a goddamn ball of fire, my friend. Damn, Amber. Listen, you're fantastic. Your whole family is wonderful. That's really great, and thank you. And, what a great example of Kansas City you are. You're a wonderful soul, Miss Amber. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Tony, and I hope they have a good Christmas and things get better for them.
U.S. Bank, you know how to do it. Go in, tell them. Hope for the holidays.
Yes.
All right, hold on a second. Here we go. All right, let's roll. Hey, Steve, you're on there. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing this morning,
good,
buddy? Hey, I've got $400 for you guys. We had a house fire in 2006 and lost everything. So I know exactly what they're going through. Even the money that you get from insurance for the for all your stuff is not going to be enough. We had $70,000 worth of content coverage, and you blow through that just in a heartbeat.
Sure.
Buying the shoes, socks, underwear for the kids and all that stuff. It's amazing. So
yeah, no, I think about this, and just from an emotional part, I think my entire career, like everything that I cherish, the most wonderful times of my life are all... in objects, not material per se, like not expensive things that somebody else would care about, but things that trigger those memories.
There's
all these places and parts and these travels, and it is really one of my most terrible fears, man, to lose that stuff.
Yeah, we took a collection together Saturday night at No Worry Saloon in Pleasant Hill at the bar just for this, and then we matched it. And it's amazing how God works, because here she is with the house fire, losing everything, and that's what we went through. So it's our pleasure to be able to help out, brother.
It's fantastic. What do you have, Steve?
I got $400.
Oh. That's so great, man. Tell everybody at the No Worries Saloon I said hey and thank you.
Will do, man. Have a great day. Thank you, God, for what you do for the city, buddy.
No, it's you. Dude, it's not me. U.S. Bank. Hope for the holidays. It is you.
You got it. You got it.
Lisa, welcome to the show. Or is it Steve again? Is it Steve?
Hey, how you doing, John?
I lose track sometimes. What's going on, Steve?
Oh, not much, man. Not much. I got $250 for him.
What do you do?
I actually remodel these burned up houses. I've been doing it for about 10 years now. I see the devastation.
What do you see with the people when they come over, when they see everything their entire lives were?
Man, just heartbroken. We try to go through and, salvage like pictures and paperwork and all that kind of stuff, but they lose everything, man. They lose everything. It is devastating.
And I can't imagine how long that feeling of loss keeps repeating itself. Every time you somewhere down the road, you think, oh, that's gone too.
Like, yeah.
As you keep just going through your own life, I remember watching, I've never seen Jesse Dupree or Mike Ballard anything but okay. And when the fire ripped through that after the 75th, dude, I remember being so crushed because they had to walk away from the news cameras because they were sobbing. Everything they worked for, everything they built together was gone.
Right.
Yeah.
I see it.
Brother, I appreciate you, man. If you can bring that $250 by U.S. Bank, tell them hope for the holidays.
I sure will.
You're a good man, brother. Thank you. Be safe.
You
too. Where are we at?
$1,350.
Oh, goodness. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. I need to give $200. 12 years ago today, I got a call at work that my house was on fire. So this is the perfect timing for me.
This is Fubar Gym, Lisa?
Yep.
What are you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you know what? Just waiting it out like the rest of us, trying to occupy myself with doing some things that help.
I know. It's been a rough go, but you know what? I think we'll come out on the other side.
You're a good girl. And we got to get together soon.
I know we do. Yes, we'll try it soon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.
So,
they're at $1,550.
Miss Lori.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I got $100 for you.
Sweet. So good. What makes you pick up the phone?
Well, how can you not? You know, if I could, I'd call every day. I'd go to U.S. Bank every day. And I had a friend go through this, and it was devastating. And it's one of my worst fears, you know?
Yeah.
And we got all this stuff. Everybody has stuff, but there's some stuff that you just can't replace. And with this year, the way it is, and it's just too much. So I picked up the phone. I got in. I was going to U.S. Bank Friday regardless. And so that's that.
It always strikes me, like, I can hear the emotion in your voice, and you don't know Juanita or her mom, and you know, you give so generously from your own pocket. What makes your emotions run so high?
I'm going through some health stuff myself, and it's just, right now, I've never looked at mortality so much as I have in the past year, and I'm so blessed. I mean, man, I've worked through this whole nightmare. I've got a cozy little home. I got money in the bank. I do have my health to a big degree, and I'm just lucky. And I don't know how you got to help people.
It's the only way I've ever found for myself to help myself.
Right.
When I can feel everything spinning out of control. I get mad at the world. I see so much injustice and hostility and sadness, and then I hear you guys helping strangers, and suddenly I'm right as rain. And that's why I'll tell you, and I'll tell anybody who'll listen, it's never been the show, it's never been this radio station, it's never been the morning show at all. It's always been people helping people, strangers helping strangers.
Yep, and I want to say real quick, buddy, you do amazing stuff for this town. We wouldn't be who we are without you.
Thank you. Hold on. All right, listen, where are we at?
Okay, we're at 1650, so 1,650.
What do we think?
I'm thinking the two. I feel the two mark at least.
All right, let's go. I'm with you. Colleen, let's go.
Hey.
What can I do for you, young lady?
I would like to give $200.
So good. We're super close to the top here. Can you run by a U.S. bank and throw it in Hope for the holidays?
Most assuredly. My family and friends adopted two families this year and got them everything they needed on their list and then some, and we had a couple extra $100, so guess who gets it?
That's excellent. That's fantastic. You're a good human being. I hope you have a great Christmas.
You're not so bad yourself there, buddy.
All right, what do we need?
We're at 1850.
Okay. Miss Amy?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
I've got $300 to give this family. I don't want anybody to lose everything at Christmas, and I feel for this woman.
You okay, babe?
Yes. Yes.
Talk to me.
Through everything this year, I've got a job. I've got a great family, and I've got a great home, and I hate thinking about somebody that's lost everything, and it just makes me really emotional.
It's going to be okay.
So, I just want to help this lady.
No, you're making it okay. You are changing a life. Don't let anybody ever tell you. The cynics of this world will tell you that, you know, you can't change the world. Well, you can change somebody's world. I promise you. I've seen it, and it's real.
Thank you, and I just appreciate everything that you rally the troops for in this city, and we're fortunate. We're blessed.
I love you. All right, we're there.
Yes, we're there.
Miss Juanita.
Yes.
So, the bad news is we may have overshot what you asked for by a little bit.
Thank you. I don't know what to say.
Nothing. Just go take care of your mom. Take her on a shopping spree. Get her a few pairs of good shoes. A great coat to wear in the winter. Clothes that she feels great in. Take her, get her hair done. Get her makeup. Get her all her toiletries, everything. Get her, you know, new bedding for her where she's staying at your house. Does she?
Yes, she is.
Do you need a bed? Do you need anything?
Not at this point. We have some stuff that we can use and get by with until she can get on her feet. I'm just worried about her. I mean, this has been such a out of left field event that we never saw any of this coming, so we could have never been prepared. And you guys are literally, like you've said, you're changing our world, let alone the rest of the world. You're just doing such a good thing, and all of the listeners are just a godsend at this point to our life to help us. And I'm so grateful, and I don't know how I can thank anybody enough just for all of the help.
Take care of your mom. Just make her world better. Just do your best. Try to cheer her up.
And,
you know, tell her whatever you have to tell her to make her feel okay with this in terms of where these credit or these gift cards come from. I don't have an answer. I don't know your mom, and I don't want her to feel in any way embarrassed or funny or strange or I just don't. I only want her to feel happiness. So
I do too.
Whatever. What I'm saying is whatever you tell her, I'll tell her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'll alibi you.
I think she's going to be really excited when I tell her that we got some money to help her get some stuff back together.
Yeah, we'll take her shopping, make her do it, okay? Get her out there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. I don't know how to thank you guys enough.
No, it wasn't us. It was a city.
And Kansas City is amazing when it comes to rallying together to be supportive for people.
Indeed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.